out here on a Great Northern Railroad car, on railroad tracks, cutting through St. Paul. This one is not a steam engine, but it still gives you an idea of the Great Northern Railroad and the route it would have taken through St. Paul at the time when the railroad age was at its height in Minnesota. The train pulls into what is now the Minnesota Transportation Museum, just off 35E near downtown. Manager Barb Sheldon tells me this site was once a critical transportation hub.
This building is the last engine house that was built on the facility in 1907 by James J. Hill. This has always been Great Northern property.
All aboard.
Sheldon takes me inside to see a fully restored train. There's beautiful woodwork on the walls, brass fittings, velvet seats, and wood-burning stoves to keep passengers cozy on long journeys.
This is a very good example of the typical passenger car of the 1890s through about 1915.
Sheldon says Hill, who was originally from Canada, saw opportunity in the immigrants looking for land in the growing nation.
He got to the right place at the right time to spearhead and lead the charge of the railroads west. And he was one of the pioneers. The Great Northern Railway was the only railroad that never went into bankruptcy.
To learn more about the man who built the Great Northern, I go across town to the James J. Hill House on Summit Avenue. Site manager Craig Johnson welcomes me through a pair of massive hand-carved oak doors. The family, James J. Hill and his wife Mary, along with their 10 children, moved into this house in 1891. On a normal day, they kept these doors closed. But Johnson says when guests were expected, servants would latch them open for dramatic effect.
So that visitors come into this huge 88-foot-long hallway where there's a grand staircase, the whole fleet of cut glass chandeliers, where you see the stage setting of power and grandeur and wealth and importance too. So obviously designed to impress, and I think it had that impact on everyone.
Hill's house was built by some of the most famous architects and craftsmen of the Gilded Age. It was opulent enough to entertain presidents and heads of state from around the world. Johnson shows me the lavish dining room where they would have had dinner, made of carved mahogany with embossed leather walls and gold leaf on the ceiling.
Where if there's something important that's going to happen, you know just by stepping into the room, that's what's going to happen here too. It's power, wealth, money, decision-making is going on here too.
This house was built when Hill's star was on the rise. His Great Northern Railway across the Northwest was nearly complete. Johnson says Hill knew the enormous house would attract attention, so he built it with two fronts, one facing Summit Avenue, the other visible from down the bluff.
Everyone down there could look up and see, who's on the top of the hill? Oh, that's where James J. Hill lived.
And Johnson says the house was as cutting edge as his railroad. The Great Northern was famous for Hill's expert touch.
He was the person really on the ground, really studying it, managing it, running it in the day-to-day operations and expanding it, that really turned it into the phenomenon of the Great Northern Railway, which was one of the best designed, best managed and organized railways in U.S. rail history.
Hill built his empire to last, and it did. The first 10 miles of Great Northern track Hill built are still in use by trains in St. Paul today. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.